Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol told me recently that she's going to write a book. Now, I've been hearing about a history of Greenville that you're writing for quite some time. That's a project that's been, and we'll maybe come back to that. But you're going to write a book about a senator, U.S. senator from Texas.
Right.
Who, I don't know how many people remember his name, but they should, because there's a very big Air Force base that's named after him.
Well, not only that, he was the man who wrote the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which introduced or made prohibition it was a law.
It made prohibition a reality.
Yes, yes.
So and we're talking about Senator Morris Shepherd.
Morris Shepherd.
And, of course, Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls.
Yes. Now, that's what I knew because I had gone to college in Wichita Falls.
Well, Midwestern state, we shouldn't say that too loudly around here, but okay.
Oh, but we did. Yes, yes. And so the dam at Possum Kingdom Lake is Morris Shepherd Dam.
It's called, it's named Morris Shepherd Dam.
Right.
I see.
And the reason for those, Shepherd was a, he ran, no, his father was a representative from District 1, which is in the northeast corner of Texas. When his dad died, he was appointed, he was a young attorney, and he was appointed to fill out his dad's term.
And that was northeast Texas.
Now, northeast Texas.
This part of Texas.
Yes. We just, Hopkins County was in it.
Uh-huh.
Huh, was it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, in 1912, he decided to run for the Senate. And, of course, there's only two mm-hmm. senators from Texas. And he won. He took over where Bailey was. And Bailey had a rough reputation. He was not the most, honest person.
Okay.
Although there were a lot of Bailey supporters in this area.
Well, that honesty and ethics, not necessarily a qualification or a need for a Texas political
right.
figure, is it?
But Morris was known for being such a, he did not drink, he did not smoke, he didn't drink soft drinks, he was very, very polite and mannerly, he was very focused on what he was doing.
A man of rectitude.
Right. Mm-hmm. He, there was a little quirk I found, everybody knew he was a prohibitionist, and a senator from New York arrived. I was there at this party, at this reception, and he brought Shepherd a cocktail. And Shepherd turned around and handed him a ham sandwich. That senator was a Jewish person.
Oh, no accident there. That
right.
Wow. We're talking with Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Now, this is the Texas A&M Press. You're going to do this?
A&M Press is doing this one.
Mm. So, Morris Shepherd was a senator from Texas for decades.
He was sworn in 1913, and he died in the spring of 1941.
So, almost 30 years.
He was very active in getting as it became obvious that Hitler was going to cause a war, he was a strong supporter of getting the U.S. ready. He was really in on the Lend-Lease mm-hmm. project.
Mm-hmm.
He was very, and he was, that's why the Shepherd Air Force Base was named for
him. I see.
Because he was chairman of the Senate Military Affairs
I see.
A military affairs committee.
I see. So, well, that makes that makes sense then.
Yes.
Yeah. So the prohibition, as that became less popular, that did not seem to hurt him.
He was not real happy about it, and they say that he came back to Texas when he was not in, when Congress was not in session, and he had a pickup and he had some speakers on it, and he drove all over the East Texas trying to convince people to keeping. He voted to keep the prohibition.
He was trying to get people to continue to support prohibition.
But he was really fighting a losing battle, because Roosevelt's theory was these people, that these men who have worked for these liquor
breweries and yes, distillers,
and they were fired. They had right, no job, right, so we can put them back to work. Right.
Sure. Well, we're almost out of time, but as we said, you're still working on a history of Greenville, and that's a long-standing project.
Yes, and I keep changing my format.
Yeah, eventually it'll get done.
Yes.
Right, but we're looking forward to that. And the Morris Shepherd book, you're just getting started on that.
Right.
So that'll be in what, a couple of years probably, or
I don't know. It's 200 page limit.
I see. So nice slim volume.
Nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to talking about this some more. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.